Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing Podcast here on SweatNet. I'm your host, Seal, and I'm so excited you've joined me today because it is episode 50. I cannot believe we've already done 50 episodes. It has flown by. There are just so many incredible women that I've had the opportunity to interview and share their story, which has been such an inspiration to me. But I appreciate all the messages that I've been receiving about how this is inspiring you as well. So we are going strong. More episodes to come. And there will be one with me that's flipped the script with Terry Reeves. She's actually going to be interviewing me and I'll be sharing my story. So stay tuned for that. But before we get to our guest today, I want to remind you to go to the Be Amazing Weekend website and check it out because we are having that incredible weekend here in Charlotte, North Carolina on October 15th and 16th. This is an all-women's weekend. We are celebrating each other. We are celebrating together. We have got some health and fitness events that you can be part of. We've got this gala of dinner, dancing, and special entertainment. Like, you don't want to miss it. So make sure you go to the Be Amazing Weekend website. Check it out. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at Be Amazing Weekend. I just cannot wait to get us all together and to celebrate. It's going to be amazing. Now it's time to introduce my guest on the Be Amazing Podcast, Ty Priestley. A mother of two young children, a licensed mental health counselor, and a personal convert from an emotional eater that didn't exercise much to a true lover of all things fitness. Listen in to Ty get very real with us about her personal realization that she was an emotional eater once she surpassed the 300-pound mark on the scale. Learn how she not only transformed her own life, but also how it inspired yet another way for her to help others transform theirs. As a mental health counselor that spends her days rehabilitating the lives of young people that have experienced dysfunctional upbringings, some might be surprised to hear Ty share that therapists have personal issues too. Listen how Ty has persevered through her struggles of yo-yo dieting and issues with body image, and how she is now using this experience to lift up others with a journal that she authored entitled, "Hello Body, Do You Hear Me Now?" This episode is sure to teach you some invaluable tips for preparing yourself with a mental tool belt, and it's impossible not to be inspired by Ty's mission to take women on a journey to bodacious body love. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Ty. Welcome to the show, Ty. I'm so glad to have you here.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, and I am excited about our conversation today. We got to talk a little bit last week in preparation for this. So, but before we really get into the questions I have for you, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, so I'm right currently holding my 7-month-old in my hand. So I'm very much mommy right now. So I have a 7-month-old and a nine-year-old. And so I'm mommy to Kingston and Olympia, and you may hear her in the background.
Yes, such sweetness.
Yeah. And so I'm very much mommy right now, but I work as a licensed mental health counselor, and I work with adolescents and young adults who've experienced dysfunctional upbringings, and I help them what I call rehabilitate their lives, which just means get their lives back on track and get their lives together, as they say. So that's what I do. But, you know, at my heart, I feel like I am a redeemer in the sense that I'm always here for the underdog. I'm the person that's going to root for the person that seems like they're not going to win. I like to restore things, and I want people to find like their absolute beauty, even though people may not be able to see it. So I feel like, to my core, that's who I am.
You're such a cheerleader. This is why we get along so well.
Yes, I am.
And I feel like that this really kind of, saying that this is your core, this really takes us into your personal journey. Mm-hmm. We've talked about body image and your health and fitness journey. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's so funny because, I didn't grow up in a world of fitness. Actually, I grew up the quite opposite. Like, sports and athletics were not very accessible to me as a child. And so I didn't play any sports. I can't say that. I played volleyball for a little bit, maybe for a couple of weeks before I had to like drop out totally, because it just wasn't accessible. It wasn't just something that my family could do. And so I didn't grow up with sports. And then on top of that, I grew up very Southern. My parents are both from South Carolina. Even though I'm from New York, my parents are from South Carolina. And so I ate Southern food, Seal.
Yes, girl, I hear you.
I ate everything Southern. And so that kind of got me to a place as an adult where I was totally overweight. I weighed over 300 pounds. And one day my doctor just said, you know what, Ty, I am going to put you on medication to control all that's going on in your life right now. And I said, no, I don't want that to happen. I said, give me some time. I'm going to try to lose the weight on my own and let's see how it works. And so I left that doctor's office and I went to the Y. I joined the YMCA and I didn't go back for at least two to three months. I did not go back. And then one day I decided to go. And they had this little small room in the YMCA that's like kind of off to the side. And I went in that room and I just would show up every day. And I started connecting with people and I joined this club called the Black Girls Run. I joined Black Girls Run and that transformed my life, Sil.
Yes, and I love them. What they do is amazing. Yeah, so awesome.
Yeah, so they started introducing me to like this world that I didn't even know existed. Like people actually had fun running. And so I kind of got addicted to running. And then I started doing 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons. I did a marathon. And then they started introducing me to swimming and open water swimming. And so I just fell in love with fitness. And so that's what happened. I stumbled upon fitness to kind of not be placed on medication. And I fell in love with it.
How long of a journey was this? So if somebody's listening and they're kind of in that same place, how much time was that for you?
Yeah, so my son, this happened maybe a year, my son was maybe 1 or 2 years old. And so that's when I joined the Y, when he was about 2 years old. And I want to say from the time he was two to about when he was maybe 3 or 4 is when I started really falling in love with fitness. And that could be anything from hiking to running to, I love to lift weights. Like I am in love with fitness. Like, and I don't know where it came from because I did not grow up in this world. I'm like, I never knew anything about it, but I am in love with it. But it took quite some time. I started out over 300 pounds and at my my lowest, I was about 168. So I lost a significant amount of weight.
That's awesome.
But I will say that it was not just a one-time thing. I've lost weight several times. And it's probably because of emotional eating. I found out that I'm an emotional eater. And so there were times when I would have a bout with like, let's say depression, and I would regain a lot of weight that I've lost. And then it would just kind of be like a cycle. And so what ended up happening for me, Sil, is that my last time really dealing with emotional eating was when my father passed away about 6 years ago. And that night, a family member, she brought pizza, which is what family members do. You bring food to, you know, feed the family. And so she brought pizza and she said, do you want some pizza? I was not hungry. I was good. I was not hungry. But I said, well, give me some pizza because I found comfort in food. And so what I did was I start that kind of took me from at 185 pounds on up to 300 and something pounds within a year. So I regained all of the weight that I had worked so hard on losing, and I was being so hard on myself, but it was all because of emotional eating issue that I had not dealt with, even as a therapist. And so I like to say that because people think that therapists don't have issues, right? We think that we don't have anything that we have to process and go through, but it's quite the opposite. We have to use all of the skills that we teach and we become our own best client. And so that was one of the things that I've started to incorporate in my fitness journey, that it's not just about physical fitness, but it's about emotional and mental fitness for me. And that has been within the last, because I have not binged in 4 years. And so I just celebrated that, that milestone. I have not binged on food in 4 years. And that's because I shifted my focus from just the physical aspects to more so what's happening on the inside of me. Because, you know, if you're going to be unhealthy with yourself, you might as well go pick up some donuts, right?
Right.
But I've chosen to be more healthy with myself on the inside. And so that's the most thing, that's the thing that I'm most happy about in regards to my fitness and health journey.
I think this is such an important topic to talk about. And the fact that you are a therapist and you're being open and vulnerable with your own journey, like that speaks volumes. And I think especially now, right now with people with the struggle with 2020 and mm-hmm. all the things that, you know, everyone has kind of faced, I think, you know, a lot of people are even struggling with that, using food as comfort. Mm-hmm. And I know for me growing up, you know, food was used to celebrate. Food was used when it was raining outside.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was for every reason under the sun. And so I can definitely identify with having that somewhat as a struggle too, and dealing with stress. So to hear you say that, and to celebrate with you is awesome. Like that's mm-hmm. like it, that you can, I don't want to say conquer it, but that you can get a hold of it, I guess is the best way.
Yeah. It's about, so to me, it's about a journey, not necessarily a place that I arrived to where I never struggle with it again. Right. Because I can tell you, even when I was pregnant with my now seven month old, there were times when I was stressed out and I was hormonal and I wanted to, you know, I ate, you know, things, but it was more so about recognizing when I'm struggling and then surrounding myself with support. And for me, that has been the kicker, so to speak, in my journey, that I can recognize, oh, I'm struggling right now. And right now I'm being driven by food as opposed to, I just want to enjoy this piece of cake, for example. And so I think that has been the most significant thing, is knowing when I'm in that struggle and recognizing that, oh, I need support.
So would you, and talking about support, can you be a little bit more specific with that? So like if you're struggling, do you have somebody that you reach out to, or what is it for you that is that support, and how can you help somebody that might be struggling right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I tend to have a tool belt, because there are several things that work, but at different times of my life. So I may have a friend that I call, and I have a really close girlfriend that I call, and sometimes we can chat it up, and she's really good at kind of talking me off the ledge, which is beautiful. But there are other times when she's not accessible, right? Or there may be some things that I may not be comfortable sharing with her. And so I have to seek another level of support, which that could be a counselor. Sometimes it's just a journal. Sometimes it's the mountaintop, like going hiking. So it looks different every single time, because, you know, I'm a person, I'm a human being. And so there may be times when I need something different. And so I allow myself that space to look at where I am in that moment and decide on my tool belt of things that I know that work well, what works best for me right now. And then I use it, and I allow myself to be vulnerable. I think that when I was, you know, because I'm really old now, but, you know, when I was younger, there's this thing about vulnerability that I didn't like so much. Like, I didn't want people to know my deep, dark secrets. I didn't want them to know all the messed up things that I judged myself for. And I didn't want to speak out loud, because we all have things that go on in our life that we don't speak out loud, right? And that sometimes drives our behaviors. But I found a space where I am allowing myself to be very vulnerable nowadays. And it just is what it is. I don't have any judgments that I hold against myself anymore. It literally is just what it is. And I am just open. And that's how I maintain, just by being open and vulnerable.
I love that. And I think that's so helpful. And I think too, is like you said, as we get older, we do tend to start letting our guard down a little bit. And I can so identify with that. So I love this whole subject, because again, I really think this is something that women face, and a lot more women face this than what they really want to own up to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and having a tool belt, like how genius is that? Like, we can all have a tool belt, and that way, and have different options of what you do when things come up, or when you face a situation or a challenge. So that's like some really really good information.
Yeah.
So you've had this, you know, you've been on this journey for a while, but now you have turned this into a journal where you're helping other people. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, so I actually, on one, I have different parts of my journey. Okay. Different parts of my journey. On one part of my journey, I had weight loss surgery. Okay. And then I even still found out that you still have to deal with your emotions, even if you have weight loss surgery. That's just a side, but you know, but after I lost all the weight, I lost 175 pounds with weight loss surgery. And then I was kind of left with loose skin, saggy thighs, because even though I was weight training, I'm sure you know this, but like your body, your skin is elastic, and like you can have loose skin and cellulite, even if you are really skinny, right? It's just a matter of what your genetics are. And so my genetics, even before I lost weight, I had loose skin, saggy thighs. It's just what I was born with and how my body is. And so losing the weight several times over, that yo-yo dieting, it kind of really affected my body. It did one on my body. And so when I lost the weight the last time, I still had a lot of loose skin, saggy thighs, and I just wasn't happy with the appearance of my body. And to the extent where I would try to hide it, like I wouldn't want to go to the beach and, you know, talk about the Be Amazing Showcase. I have to tell you about this too. So the Be Amazing Showcase, one day I was volunteering at Blumenthal. And I volunteered for Be Amazing. I didn't know what it was, but I volunteered for Be Amazing, and I'm volunteering and I'm like, I have to do this show, because I had always had a goal to do a weight loss competition. And so when I stepped in that arena, I said, I have to do this show. Now, I said that, but at the same time, I'm like really conscious of my loose skin and saggy thighs, right? And so I saw this young lady on Instagram. Her name is Katie Bolden. And she competed in this huge fitness competition with the WBFF, I think it is.
Yes.
Loose skin, saggy thighs. And she won her division. And so that even made me say even more, I am doing this showcase.
Okay? Yes, girl, you are. You are so doing this.
So, but listen. So what I started doing though, because I was so self-conscious, I said, okay, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to buy some stockings to wear so that no one sees my loose skin and my saggy thighs. Okay. So I'm going to buy some stockings. And then, you know, I think the first year I couldn't do it because I don't know what happened. And then this past year we had COVID, but all this time, these last 2 years, I've been looking for stockings to wear. When I compete, nobody can see it.
Right.
But then I started saying, you know what? You are crazy, Ty. You are absolutely bugging. You are bugging. Why in the world would you have been so good to your body, taking care of it all these like 10 years, 15 years, and you are going to wear some stockings? You are crazy. And so I started like doing some internal work about how I see my body, being able to accept what is, you know, not saying that I have to stay the way that I am, but just saying, you know what, Todd, this is what you have. This is what it is. You got to deal with it. You got to accept where you are right now, even as you go where you want to go. And so the journal came just in that whole revelation. So thank you for contributing to my life.
Well, no, and I'm so excited because like this is everything that we're doing with Be Amazing with the showcases. Like that's who it's for. It's not an arrival. It's not a competition. It's just that you celebrate where you are. And this is so beautiful. Like, this is amazing. So keep telling us about the journal. So now it's like the next piece to that.
Yeah. So the journal is called Hello Body. Do You Hear Me Now? And it's all about how we talk to ourselves about our bodies. You know, we can sometimes be our worst critic. And we say really mean things to ourselves. Nobody has to say anything mean to us because we say it to ourselves, right? And so the journal is about looking at what contributes to how you speak to your body and realizing that how you speak to your body responds to it. And you have a superpower, so to speak to your body and improve your confidence about your body. And so the body is called Hello Body, Do You Hear Me Now? Because we're going to I take people on a journey to bodacious body love, right? And so it's about being able to speak kind words to yourself, words that are affirming and positive and make you feel positive and all those good things that we need to be saying to ourselves and feeling about ourselves, right? And so that's what the journal is about.
Because it's such a needed thing. Like, there's so much negative talk that goes on in your head. We all experience that. So to have something like this that can kind of flip the script and flip that is awesome.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to get my hands on a copy of it. Where can people find it?
So it's on Amazon and all the major retailers, Amazon. And you just type Hello Body, Do You Hear Me Now? And it comes up. And I'm like excited about that because I'm like, wow, I can Google my name and something comes up with my name. That's exciting to me.
Yes. But it's such a, like, it's beautiful too. Like it, like for you to go through the journey you have and now you're able to, you know, continue on this next chapter in your journey, but now you're able to help others. And this isn't just for adults. Like this is for young girls too, correct?
Yeah, it's for younger. I say it's girls young and old. And so I do groups in CMS, and I had someone from CMS reach out to me to bring a group to some of the girls at CMS. And I am so excited about that. And so I do workshops for girls and for young girls and for old girls like me that need to, because we all have a young girl inside of us, right?
Yes.
And so I do workshops for the young girls and the old girls. And it's, you know what's amazing? I did a photo shoot kind of in preparation for releasing the journal. And it was kind of like my marketing campaign where I just posted the pictures every day and I made like a little cute caption that was, it spoke from my heart. And what was amazing to me is that I got so many inboxes from I think I did it for about 10 days. I got so many inboxes from just people that I didn't even know followed me on social media. And they just talked to me about how they had been hiding, especially because of COVID weight gain, but they had been hiding their bodies from their families, mad if their family members take pictures of them, just everything. And how, you know, just even me being brave enough to show my body on social media kind of unlocked some things for them. I thought that was really amazing.
It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And the fact that now you have a tool that you can give someone to help them. It's not just you talking, like you're actually giving something that they can use for themselves. I think it's awesome. Yeah. So I love your whole story and I'm honored to share it. And it's so cool because at the time when we were talking about the podcast, I didn't realize at the time that you had thought about doing Be Amazing. And so this just like thrills my heart. I can't wait to be a part of it.
I cannot wait. And I have decided not to wear stockings.
That's right. There are no stockings.
I am not going to wear the stockings now. I am going to try to prep as much as I can.
Yeah. But
with the gyms being closed. But I have decided that I am not. And that was liberating for me to make a decision. You know what? You don't need to wear stockings. Just let it be.
It is what it is.
And that's a part of my amazingness, I think.
Absolutely a part of your amazingness. And the fact that you share it and you're open about it. Like, I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, so what is a song for you personally that fires you up? Like, if you're getting ready to go to the gym or you're getting ready to work out, do you have a song on your playlist that is like a must have?
So there's this, I'm sure you know Gloria Estefan. Everyone knows Gloria Estefan. She has this song named WEPA.
Okay.
WEPA. It's like this fast paced kind of merengue. I love that song. Now I'm from Brooklyn. My parents are from down south, but I'm from Brooklyn, and the part of Brooklyn I'm from, I have a lot of Caribbeans there, and so that badass Brooklyn part of me comes out whenever I hear that song, and I just want to go for it. So I love that song. It makes me want to dance. It makes me want
to say, you're probably breaking out into some kind of dance in the middle as soon as that comes on.
I really do. It's hilarious, but because people look at me like I'm crazy, but I don't care.
It doesn't matter. No, I think that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you feel in your heart you want to share with the people that are listening, especially the women that are listening?
Yeah. So if you've, so on, I have multiple social media pages. And so on my personal fitness journey page, I talk a lot about grace. I talk a lot about grace because there was a time in my life where I did not extend myself any grace. I was very rigid with myself, very black or white, all or nothing, no kind of grace. And I have learned through the years, especially with that last weight gain was like the kicker for me, I think, because within that last weight gain, within the last 4 years, I've learned grace. I've learned how to allow myself grace, not only when I mess up, but I learned how to access grace when I need to pull myself out of a place. And when I need something to draw on to be stronger or to show up better or to stronger show, if I want to deadlift something or squat, do a PR with my squats, I access grace. So not only when I struggle do I access grace, but I access grace when I need to go to another level within myself. And so I would tell people to sit with some grace, to learn to sit with grace, embrace it, make grace your friend, because in that grace, in that place of grace is where kind of your ability to maintain on this journey comes from. And I think that has been what has really changed my life. Grace has.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that's something, you know, just with this entire conversation and talking about, you know, body image and your fitness and health journey and the struggles that you face, but the struggles we all face, showing compassion and grace is huge to ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're really good about doing it with other people. Mm-hmm. But I think it's harder within yourself to show yourself that kind of compassion. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you for sharing your story. It's beautiful. And I'm excited about the journal that you have out. Where can I know you told us where we can get that, but where can we connect with you?
Yeah. So if you want to, I show up differently everywhere, right? So my personal journey is Steadfast Taisha. If you want to find the therapist, Taisha, that is Rehabilitate Your Life. And then if you want to find out about some body positivity, if you struggle with, you know, body image, accepting your body as it is now, that would be Bodacious Body Love.
I love that you have this, like, it's all in, like, I want to say pockets, like, you know what I mean? Like this, this different one. That's so cool.
Yes, I show up differently on all of the pages. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again so much for being on and just being a part of this. And I can't wait for you to join us for the showcase.
Yes, I have it in my calendar already.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.